This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers and sisters in Islam, my message today is to those among us that still haven't done that decision to pray, and I mean by this their five daily prayers. And also the message I'm reaching out to those that are on and off their salawat. Sometimes they pray, sometimes they avoid and skip the salat altogether. Let's understand first and foremost, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that the Day of Judgment is going to be a tough day. This is a tough day without any doubt. And one of the toughest matters on the Day of Judgment, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. Allahu Akbar. One of the toughest moments on the Day of Judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, when the people are called to make a sujood, when the entire mankind are commanded to make a sajda, يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. The only people that are going to fall in a sajda are the believers, those who used to pray their five daily prayers on time. As for the hypocrites, as for the disbelievers, as for those who weren't committed and weren't serious on their salawat, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. العلماء رحمهم الله, the scholars of Islam, they said that the toughest command on the Day of Judgment is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell all of mankind to make a sajda, to fall into sujood. The only people that will be able to make the sujood were those who were committed to as-salat, and those who were playing with as-salat, those who ignored as-salat, those who did not take as-salat serious, let alone those who ignored it altogether, will not be able to make sujood. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةً, that the people that will not be able to fall into sujood on the Day of Judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal describes them, and He says, خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ, that their eyes, they will be lowered, تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةً, their face will be covered with humiliation. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a face that's got its eyes downward and its face is filled with humiliation? These are the faces on the Day of Judgment of those who refused to pray in this world their life. And what does this imply? If you see someone, his face is down and he looks black and he looks sad, this is a face of regret. This is a face of worry. In other words, those who did not pray in this life, the biggest regret and the biggest worry they have on the Day of Judgment was that they did not pray. They did not pray their five daily prayers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated upon them. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in that ayah, وَقَدْ كَانُوا يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ. And they used to be called to as-salat. They used to be called to as-sujood in this life. You heard, حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ. You heard it five times a day. And the phrase is repeated. So that's 10 times a day you heard it. وَقَدْ كَانُوا يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ. وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ. And they were absolutely healthy. They were safe and they were sound and there was nothing wrong with them. So why didn't you make a sajda? Wallahi, the biggest regret on the Day of Judgment for those who used to play with their salat was, why didn't we commit to this salat? Why didn't we offer it on time? And why didn't we pray it? My brothers and sisters in Islam, the righteous on the Day of Judgment, the righteous, we're speaking about people of high level iman, will be regretting on the Day of Judgment every moment in their life that went by and they did not increase in their goodness and they did not take advantage of that moment. Imagine then the one who did not pray altogether. Imagine the one who did not commit to his salat altogether. How is his case going to be on the Day of Judgment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says that the believers would ask those in the fire, why are they in the fire? مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. They ask them, what landed you in Saqar? Saqar is a name of the hellfire. They ask them, why are you here for? So those that are in Saqar, burning in Jahannam, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, they would respond and they would say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. We weren't of those who committed to our salawat. Allahu Akbar. The first crime they mentioned, before any other crime they mentioned, was that we weren't of those who were committed to our salat. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, الكتاب. ابن القيم رحمه الله, he says that the servant has two standings before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is in this life and one is in the hereafter. Our standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life is when we stand in our salat. And that's five times a day, at least. We're speaking about the obligatory prayers. We stand five times a day before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of judgment, there's going to be a real stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in where you are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being judged for every word you said and for every action you did. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he says, as for those who perfect the stand in this life, meaning those who perfect their salat in this life and look after their salawat and take care of it and show great concern in their salat, the second standing for them, which is the standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lil hisab, for the judgment, will be easy upon them, will be simple, it will flow, it would be easy for them, subhanallah. And as for those who did not look after their standing in this life before Allah azza wa jal, those who neglected their salat, those who turned away from their salat, those who couldn't care less whether they prayed on time or not, whether they skipped a few prayers or not, whether they even prayed a prayer or not, those who did not look after their salat, meaning they ignored their meeting between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life, then the next standing, which is on the day of judgment, standing lil hisab, for the judgment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it'll only become tougher and tougher for them. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the solution to every problem is as-salat. My brothers and sisters in Islam, yani the one who refuses to pray, the one who does not pray, you know what you've deprived yourself of? You know what you've deprived yourself of? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the authentic hadith, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْصِبُ وَجْهَهُ لِوَجْهِ عَبْدِهِ حِئِنَ يُصَلِّي. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that when a person begins his salat, do not turn left and right. Why? Why don't we turn left and right in our salawat? Al-Hadith mentions why. Because when a person stands in salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala faces him. So now it's rude to move left and right. We're saying that the one who does not pray, he's deprived himself from facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day. How? How does the day go by? How do the hours go by? And you know that you have deprived yourself from standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being face to face with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, hurry up and make your decision before the day of regret comes. And the greatest regret you're going to have is that you weren't min al-musalleen. You weren't from those who made a sajda. You weren't from those who committed to as-salat. My brothers and sisters in Islam, as-salat is nur, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, was-salatu nur. It is nur, it enlightens your life. Here in this worldly life, you will see the benefit of as-salat. Then when you die and you're put in your grave, there are no lights, there's no electricity in the grave. There's nothing that would illuminate the grave for you, other than your salat, because as-salatu nur, as-salat is light, it would illuminate the grave, Allahu Akbar, and on the day of judgment, it is light for you, and it's heavy on the scale. This is the most beloved action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beloved action to Allah azza wa jal, after at-tawheed, after you have declared the oneness of Allah azza wa jal, next is as-salat. Hurry up and pray before the day comes, and you will regret every moment and every salat that you skipped and you did not pray. As-salatu nur, the prayer is light. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that as-salat is a source of forgiveness. As-salat is a source of forgiveness. Yani every single moment in your day, when you feel dirty, when you feel sad, when you feel depressed, when you feel remorseful for the sins that you have done just a minute ago, an hour ago, salli, pray your five daily prayers, at least your five daily prayers, al-fara'id. One of the greatest benefits of a salat, it cleans the slate, it wipes away your sins. Al-Ahadith in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that the one who prays And then he declares Allah's perfection and he glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he praises Allah azza wa jal. And all of this is done just by reading Surah Al-Fatiha in the first rak'ah. Whoever does that sincerely, then by the end of his salat, kharaja min dhunubih kahay'atihi yawma waladatu ummuh, that he comes out of his sins as though a newborn. Allahu Akbar, every single salat is an opportunity to be born again. Yani, in other words, when you pray every single salat, when you pray every single salat, now you're ready to die. You're ready to die. Because one of the grand prizes of every salat is that you come out of your sins as though a newborn. Out of everything, your minor sins, your major sins, if you are to make a tawbah in your salat and ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive you for your minor and major sins, and you bring all the conditions of a tawbah in your fard, in your salat, Allahu Akbar, all the sins are wiped away. You're ready to pray now. You're ready to die. You're ready to die now and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clean like a baby, fresh. And to the one that does not pray, the one that leaves a salat, the one that's ignoring a salat, he's wasting that opportunity on himself. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. However, it's Allah Azza wa Jal who guides the hearts. And we're supposed to run to that guidance. We're supposed to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us firmness and steadfastness upon as-salat. My brothers and sisters in Islam, as-salat is rahatul mu'min. Rahatul mu'min wa sakinatul mu'min wa tuma'ninatul lil mu'min. It is a source of peace and tranquility and mercy upon the believer. Wallah, wallahi, as-salat is a source of peace. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell Bilal radiallahu anhu, because Bilal was the muadhin, he used to make the adhan for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the time of the iqama is about to happen, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not say to Bilal, aqim as-salah, make the iqama. You know, like the imams today, when they stand in the front row, they look back at the muadhin and they say to him, Allah aqim as-salah, make iqama. No, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say something different. He used to look at Bilal and he used to say to him, arihna biha ya Bilal, ya arihna biha, yani, oh Bilal, hurry up and make this iqama so that we find rest and tranquility in as-salat. Allahu Akbar. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to motivate the companions. He used to inform them seconds before he began as-salat that this is your source of peace. This is where you're going to find tranquility. And then imagine that when the sahaba began their salat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You're standing now between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you just said, Allahu Akbar, that Allah is great. Allah is greater than everything I'm thinking about. Allah is greater than every distraction I was distracted about. Allah is greater than this worldly life and its wealth and what I'm running for. Allah is greater than my wife and my husband. Allah is greater than my children. Allah is greater than everything that would have distracted me from this salat. That's it. Khalas, once you've said Allahu Akbar, and you realize what you say, and you've understood what you said, this is what is meant by as-salat is a source of peace and tranquility. Allahu Akbar. You haven't even started as-salat, only just Allahu Akbar. And everything almost all of a sudden has disappeared from your life. It has disappeared from your heart. Now you're before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allahu Akbar, this salat just gets better and better. My brothers and sisters in Islam, what are you living with? Look, we have the ultimate source of peace in our life. What are we still complaining about? What are you still asking for in your life? Wallahi, if you only had the blessing of standing and praying, خلاص وكفى بها نعمة, it is sufficient as a blessing. You don't need anything after that. Allahu Akbar. And then you begin, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, Allah, nahna, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we desperately need a course about as-salat. We desperately are in need of a course of as-salat and every single action of as-salat and every word that is said in as-salat, so we can revive this blessed worship in our life, so we can revive this relationship between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what it means. Now reflect over this and what I've been describing to you in a minute, and over a person who doesn't pray, over a person who has neglected his salat. And what are you rushing for? What are you racing? Wallahi, the one who is looking for peace and does not pray, Wallahi, you will never ever find peace. You will never ever find satisfaction. You will never ever find contentment and happiness in your life. People are running after everything except the salat. This is where your happiness was. In everything else, there is only terrible results at the end of it. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help through your salat. But you know what's interesting in this ayah? The interesting thing in this ayah is that Allah azza wa jal did not tell us what are we going to seek His help with. Yani the ayah just said, seek Allah's help through our salat. Meaning it'll cover a range of things. Seek Allah's help for getting married through our salat. Seek Allah's help for finishing your projects and plans in life through our salat. Seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help to alleviate you from your pains and your worries and your sufferings and your problems through our salat. So many things could fit in this ayah. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal did not mention anything to keep the scope open, to give everyone hope that anything you're bothered by and you want to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help to help you fulfill your task or to rid of your sickness and your worry, seek Allah's help through as salat and through patience. Yani be patient with the salat. As salat requires dedication and commitment. Wallahi, it's easy, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Wallahi, as salat is easy. It used to be 50 prayers. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to go back and forth to Allah azza wa jal in the blessed and grand event of Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduced it from 50 prayers. Imagine you had to pray 50 prayers. He reduced it from 50 prayers to 5 prayers. To 5 prayers, Allahu Akbar. And wait, it gets better. And he kept these 5 prayers equal to 50 prayers. Allahu Akbar. Yani every prayer we pray, it's as though we took the reward of 10 salawat, of 10 prayers. The reward remained, but the action reduced 5 prayers. You cannot pray 5 prayers. My brothers and sisters in Islam, wallah, I repeat, the greatest and the biggest regret on the Day of Judgment are to those who did not make a sajda in this life, to those who did not commit to as-salat in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He teaches us that as-salat is a form of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With every salat you pray, this is you saying to Allah, Alhamdulillah. This is you saying, thank you, O Allah, for all the blessings that you have given me. As-salat is a form of gratitude. My brothers and sisters in Islam, when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pray long hours of the night, Aisha radiallahu anha, she would say to him, why are you praying these long hours of the night when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already forgiven you of your past, present, future sins? So he said to her, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Allahu Akbar, wallahi, this word, شَكُورًا. He said to her, shall I not be a grateful slave? In other words, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching you and I that as-salat is shukrun lillah, that our worships are shukrun lillahi azza wa jal. Every salat you pray, it is as though you have expressed from your heart and through your actions, oh Allah, thank you for your blessings upon me. Alhamdulillah for your blessings upon me. Yes, as-salat is not just a few hasanat you earn in your account. That's not just the purpose and the benefit of a salat. It's not just a few hasanat you earn in your account. It has all these great benefits that I just discussed with you. Allahu Akbar, my brothers and sisters in Islam. A person without salat, and I don't know, how does a person live without salat? I don't know. Does anyone know? How does a person live without salat? Your only link between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that you cut. What else did you leave between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What else do you leave between you and Allah azza wa jal? Allah azza wa jal, He said at the end of Surah Al-Alaq, كَلَّا لَا تُطِعْهُ وَاسْجُدْ وَاقْتَرِبْ. Wasjud, perform a sajda. A sajda is part of salat. Wasjud meaning pray. What's the result? وَاقْتَرِبْ, and come close. Because when you start praying, you become to draw nearer and nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray correctly and watch. Watch the difference that it'll do between your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you used to commit to as-salat and your relationship with Allah azza wa jal after you commit to as-salat. Watch what will happen. Waqtarib, you're going to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, let us conclude. Make the decision now. Begin to pray. Organize your salawat. Come on. Everyone can do it bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. You know, I share with you one point. You know how when Ramadan comes, most Muslims are able to fast Ramadan. Most Muslims are able to fast 30 days of Ramadan in a row. And Ramadan is a heavy worship. Yani when we're speaking about fasting, we're speaking about 13, 14, maybe 15 hours of worship, which is fasting. And people, it's strange, people that don't normally pray during the year, subhanAllah, they fast during Ramadan. Tayyib, my brothers and sisters in Islam, why can you fast Ramadan? Why can you worship Allah for 16 hours straight, 15 hours straight during Ramadan, and you're not able to pray and take out of your time 5 minutes to pray a few raka'at to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I tell you what the difference is, because Ramadan, you've become used to it. People have become used to Ramadan. This is why you're able to do it very easily. So now the solution to be consistent on your prayers, you're supposed to get into a routine. You're supposed to become used to it. Get into that routine. Start getting used to as-salat. Start getting used to as-salat. And one of the greatest motivators and one of the greatest things that would encourage you in continuously praying, you know what it is? Let me share it with you. And that is to go now and look for your friends and reach out to those that do not pray and start preaching to them, as-salat, Allahu Akbar, wallahi. The one who never used to pray, or the one who used to be on and off with his salat. Now, make the decision that bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, you're going to pray every salat on its time. And then the next thing you're going to do to remain motivated and steadfast on your salat, go to your friends that you know. Go to those that do not pray and go and preach to them. Tell them, yalla, let's go and pray. Start committing to as-salat. Teach them about the benefits of as-salat. Teach them that the greatest regret on the Day of Judgment would be to the one who did not pray as-salat. Go and teach them, and you will find in your own self that you will become encouraged and motivated and continuously do that. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reward you and He would keep you steadfast on this salat. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast, to keep us motivated on a salat until the day we die. This is the grand and the most blessed worship to Allah azza wa jal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us love for a salat, to grant us sincere love for a salat. Innahu waliyu dhalika wal qadiru alayhi. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.